Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are finishing up Simin Tzadi Beis, and we will also do Simin Tzadi Gimel. We're going to talk about urinating before and after davening after removing one's saliva, giving tzedakah before davening, waiting some time before getting into davening, and proper preparations for davening. Let's begin with Simin Tzadi Beis Sivche. Says the Mechaber, Hamashtin lo yispalel. One should not daven after urinating until waiting the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos, lest drops of urine continue to fall on him. Likewise, one should not urinate after davening until waiting the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos, because the words of davening will continue to emerge from your mouth. What exactly is the case that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to at the beginning of refraining from davening after urinating until waiting the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Lamed Aleph, Hamashtin, Rotza Lomar Bekli, V'nita Lakli, V'chok Ya'agav, Nashein Osor L'Espala Machmas Amer Glein Gufa. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the case is in which you urinated in a receptacle, which was then removed, and therefore there's no other prohibition to daven due to the presence of the urine. The only prohibition to daven is because you haven't yet waited the amount of time that it takes to walk Dalad Amos, so we have to be concerned that there are drops of urine that are going to continue to fall. Why are we not concerned for that after you wait the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Lamed Beis, V'achar Arba Amos, Shiyaru Chachomim, Shanitzotzol Shebe Amos, Ukon Lemichsuso. The Chachomim assumed that the drops will be absorbed by one's clothing after one waits the time of Dalad Amos. Getting into the second halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, which is that one should not urinate after davening until waiting the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos. So once you wait that requisite time, are you allowed to urinate even where you daven? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Gimel Rotza Lomar Hazman Sheiloch Arba Amos. We're waiting the time that it takes to walk Arba Amos. Avala Achar Sheshash Yirzeh Mutal Hashen Af Makom Sheispalo. After you waited that amount of time, so that it would be mutter to urinate even where you davened. However, there is a midas chasidus not to urinate within the Dalad Amos of where you davened. That cause of Sefer Chasidim, same in Taftaf Chavches, Sefer Chasidim also writes about other areas in which one should avoid urinating. That one should not urinate or spit in the area in which he did Kisui Hadam while the blood is still being covered. On to the Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzadi Beis Sif Tes, says the Mechaber, Harokeg lo yispala chayisha arba amos, one should not daven after relieving himself of saliva until waiting the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos. Likewise, hamispalel lo yarok chayisha arba amos, one should not relieve oneself of the saliva after davening until waiting the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos. However, this applies vidavka lirtzono, it applies only when one spits willingly, avalim nizdamin lo rok mutter. However, if the saliva chances upon you, so then it would be mutter to get rid of it because it didn't come up, because it's not a willing case. What is the case of spitting willingly? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamedala, Dirtzono Peirosh Misha Rokeik Machmas Tiyul. If you're spitting because you've been walking, so that would be a case of spitting willingly. What if saliva chances upon you? When are you allowed to relieve yourself of it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Hey, Vayin Besimin Tzadi Zayin, quoting from the Ramah, Rotza Lomar De Lefami Mutter Af Besochat Tfila. Sometimes it's mutter to get rid of the saliva, even in the middle of Tfila, if it's really bothering you during Tfila, so then according to the Mishnah Berurah, one would be allowed to get rid of it, even in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Concludes the Mechaber, and Sif Yud, Tov Vitein Tztaka, Kodem Tfila. It's a good practice to give Tztaka before davening. What is the source for this practice? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Vod Tfila. With tzedek, which we darshin as tzedakah, I'm going to greet you, Hashem. In some communities, there is a practice to give tzedakah when we get up to the pasuk of Yahushua Yaakovon Milfanecha in Vayvarech David, because what we're declaring is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, of all of our wealth, and therefore we should give the tzedakah as he wants us to. V'yesh Mekomo Shanog and the Kabit Tzedakah Beis Kriyas HaTorah. There are other places that collect the tzedakah during laning. V'husha Loka Hogan. That is not appropriate. By collecting the tzedakah during the laning, one is causing the congregation to miss out on hearing the words of laning or on responding to Baruch Hu. Likewise, Mishnah Berurah, Tav Kuf, Samech Vav, Sif Yud Beis says that it's not the most appropriate practice to collect tzedakah during chazaras hashatz, because by doing so, one is causing the congregation not to listen to the chazaras hashatz. Rather, the best time to give the tzedakah is before the tefillah, before Shmona Esrei, and some communities have the practice to do so in Psukei Dezimra at Vehoshev Yaakovod Milafanecha. How do you fulfill this practice of giving the tzedakah if there's no tzedakah box around? So says the Eliyahu Rabba, quoted in footnote number 38, that when you set aside the tzedakah, that would be sufficient. Shlomo Zalman Orbach also points out that giving tzedakah is lav davka and doing a ma'isa chesed would also be sufficient. Ad kan the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tzadi Beis. On to the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tzadi Gimel. Kodem sheyisfalo tzarech lishos. Before we dive in, we need to wait for some amount of time. Says the Mechaber in Sef Aleph, Yish Hashem Achas Kodem Shiyakom Lispalak Deishichav and Ibal Amakom. One should wait for an hour before davening so that he can focus his mind on Hashem. Likewise, one should wait for 1 hour after tefillah so that his tefillah does not seem like a burden that he is running away from. What is the meaning of sha'a? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yona Hochichu Migemara, De'af Agav De B'chol Makom De'Aminot Sha'a Peirusho Sha'a Mu'etes. The Tamidim of Rabbeinu Yona proved that even though generally when the Gemara says sha'a, it means a little bit of time, Hacha Peirusho Sha'a Achas Miyud Beishos Bayom. Here it means literally 1 hour of the 12 hours of the day. Umihu Zela Chasidim. However, that applies only for the Chasidim. For the average people in our for the rest of the nation, so then waiting for a little bit of time before davening, that would be before saying Shmona Esrei, that would be sufficient. How much is that true? Kedei hiluch shmona tfachim. That's the amount of time it takes to walk 8 tfachim, not too much. Kimo shekasav b'simin tzadi sof sevchav ayin sham, as the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simin Tzadi, kasav b'seder hayom. Seder Hayom writes, Im yacholis akev hachalo yishar asar b'deis haknesses, if you can wait until there are fewer than 10 people left in shul, then tovlo, so then that's a good thing. Ayin sham tama, what's his reasoning? Because he says you don't want to be held accountable for the shechina having departed. We know that the shechina is in shul when there's a minion. However, when there's less than a minion, then the shechina is no longer there. So he says, wait until there's no longer a minion, and then you won't be the reason why the shechina has left. The Mishnah Berurah adds, gam ki hayeshiva b'veis haknesses hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Sitting in shul, waiting in shul is a mitzvah in and of itself. So why not do it for as long as you can? What else should we do to maintain our kavana? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Bei, sheyechavin hu ari zal hoyim esfala mitoch hasidur kedei sheyechavin ma'od. The ari used to daven from a siddur in order to maintain his kavana, gam shelo lahavliya nekuda, and also to make sure that he didn't swallow any of his vowels. Ve'akol lefima shemargish ha'adam b'nafsho. It's all about, the principle is, one should do what he feels is best for his kavana. The Mishnah Berurah in a couple of places says that it's best to daven from a siddur. In Kuf Chav Dalet, he says that one should look at a siddur even during Chazaras Hashatz, which I see Rav Shechter do every day. Mishnah Berurah Nun Gimel says that it's proper to daven from a siddur, and the Gra is quoted as interpreting the pasuk of Uvivoa im Hasefer Yashuv Machshav Tawara, a pasuk in Megillas Esther, as an allusion to the preference to daven from a siddur, because the pasuk is saying Uvivoa im Hasefer, when you come with a book, Yashuv Machshav Tawara, so then the thoughts that you're having will go to the wayside, you won't be distracted by them. However, in other places, the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tzadi Aleph Siv Vav, Simin Tzadi Hei Siv Hei, he says over there that there's an advantage to davening with one's eyes closed. How do we navigate this? So the Maksik Bracha says, just like the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Simin Tzadi Gimel, that each person should decide for himself what is better for his kavana. But when it comes to tefillos of Shabbos, the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Arizal that it's really better to daven from a siddur. Moving on to the Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis, Lo Yamo Deispala Lala Be'ema Ve'Hachna'a. One should daven with feelings of awe and humility and trembling. Lo Mitoch Schok Ve'Kalas Rosh Udvar Metelim V'Lo Mitoch Kas. Shouldn't have an attitude of play and lightheadedness from being involved in mundane matters or anger. Rather, Ela Mitoch Simcha. One should feel a sense of joy and satisfaction. How do you get that? Kigon Divrei Tanchumin Shel Torah. That you come off of hearing comforting words of Torah, Samach L'Gulas Mitzrayim, either by davening right after talking about Gulas Mitzrayim, like we do in Shacharis and Mariv, O Samach L'Tehila L'David, or davening right after Ashrei, Shekasov Bo, what do we say in Ashrei? Ritzon Ereav Yaseh, Shomer Hashem Eskol Oavav, that Hashem will do the will of those who fear him, and he looks over those who love him. What's the source for this requirement of the proper attitude of having awe and trembling during davening? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tziv Gimel Shenemar, Ivduas Hashem Bi Yira, that one should worship Hashem, daven before Hashem with Yira, with fear. Hainu Hatfila, Shehilanu B'makom Avoda, Asuosa Bi Yira, the tfila that we do in substitution for the Avoda of the Mikdash, we should do with fear. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Tziv Dalid, Lomitoch V'chulei, Rotza Lomar, What the Mechaber means to say here is the mitzvah min amuvchar she'inom dim ela mitochim avachno. The best thing to do is to stand before Hashem in tefillah with awe and trembling. Since not everybody is able to really feel those emotions when davening, one should nonetheless not daven from a place of play and lightheadedness, but rather simcha shel mitzvah. What other states should we refrain from davening in? So the Mishnah Berurah and Tzadi Ches points out that we should try not to daven when we feel feelings of distress and anger, and if we're coming off of difficulty of travel, those are not the proper ways to daven, and that's why Chazal tell us that we should wait, we should take a few deep breaths before davening to collect our thoughts, and thereby be able to approach Hashem, either the mitzvah min amuvchar with feelings of awe and trembling, or at least from Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. Ein omdim leispala mitoch din velo mitoch halacha. One should not get up to daven after adjudicating a Torah matter or having a halachic discourse. Shalo yehei libo tarud ba, so that his mind is not distracted by these matters. Ele mitoch halacha psuka. The way to get up to daven is after learning a clear-cut halacha. Adds the Rama, v'haynu nami kmo mitoch simcha. That's actually akin to davening from a sense of joy. Why? Ki pikudei Hashem yisharim, misam cheliv. The laws of Hashem make our hearts rejoice. When we engage in Talmud Torah, we feel happy. So there, that is also considered a simcha shel mitzvah, says the Rama. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Hey. So what exactly is considered the type of Torah that we should avoid before davening? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Psuka she'in ba iyun velo machlokas. The type of Torah that we should study is that which does not require investigation, and it's not subject to debate. So that way you won't be distracted by it while you're davening. If you're in the middle of a very deep and complicated sugya, and you were involved in pilpul, going back and forth, and the tzibur began to daven, nonetheless, so you should still daven with the tzibur. Especially nowadays, where our kavanah is already compromised. You shouldn't get into that sugya, but if you're already in it, and then the tzibur starts to daven, so then you should daven along with the tzibur. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tzadi Gimel, Sif Dalid, last Sif of Simin Tzadi Gimel. Ha'osek b'tzorchei tzibur, ka'osek b'tora dami. One who is involved in communal matters is considered like one who is involved in Torah. What does that mean? So there, the first explanation is as follows: Peirush le'inyan lamo mitocho lehispalel shagamzo simcha hilo she'osek b'tzorchei tzibur. That is a proper way to get up to daven, because by being involved in communal matters, for him that's like a simcha of a learning Torah. And then there's another peirush. Peirush number two is v'yash mefarshim dahainu le'inyan de'inu tzarech lifsok lehispalel. That if you're already involved in communal matters, then you don't have to put those down, you don't have to stop and pause in order to daven. Those are the two explanations. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a qualification on this halacha of comparing one who's involved in communal engagement to one who is learning Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Vav, Linyan Lamud, Uvavachi he doma la halacha psuka. It has to be something that is considered like a halacha psuka, shalo yehe ba davar sheltirda, that the communal engagement is not very distracting. Umikomakom in the Vatot fila satzibor mishum ze. However, one should not miss out on davening with a tzibor because of that, even if you're involved in a distracting matter. V'kol shekein im misyari she'avor hazman derashid l'spalel. Kol shekein, if you're worried that the zman tefila is going to pass, you should, even though you were involved in something distracting, you should put it down and daven right away. Getting into the two explanations of the comparison between the person who's involved in communal matters and somebody who learns Torah. So how do we paskin on these two matters? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Zayin, the inyan v'chulei v'chein pasku ha'achronim, that the achronim paskin like the first explanation, namely that it's good to daven after being involved in communal matters because that's considered joyous. The second explanation, that you don't need to pause in order to daven, is not necessarily accepted. But the Mishnah Berurah does comment on it, and he says as follows in Sif Ches, Leispalo, Vafilu im yavor zman hatfila. Even if the zman tfila is going to pass, the Mechaber means here that you don't have to pause in order to daven. Im ein shamishi yishtadal elahu, if you're the only person who can get the thing done, whatever you're involved in, so then you wouldn't have to pause in order to daven. Vayin the el simin ayin, where the Mishnah Berurah talks about this more. Vein tzarech leispalo mincha shtayim b'shvil tashlum yishachres. In this case, you wouldn't have to daven tashlum. Why not? Shekivon shebishas chovaso hayapater mimena. Since at the time that the obligation for davening set in, you were fundamentally exempt from davening, pater mimena menadin. So therefore, ein tzarech letashlumin klal. You don't have to have a tashlumin because you were exempt from the obligation to begin with. It wasn't that you were obligated and then something arose and you weren't able to fulfill the obligation. You were never obligated to begin with, and therefore you would not have to do tashlumin. So the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Ayin, which he references, explains that this is because one's considered osik b'mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Aleph points out that you're considered osik b'mitzvah even when you're resting in order to do what you need to do for the community. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Aleph points out a very significant qualification, which is that this whole heter applies only if you're already engaged in the communal matter when the Zman Tefillah arrives. But if the Zman Tefillah arrived already and then you got involved in the communal matter, so then we wouldn't apply this heter. There, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach talks about certain practical cases of this heter, and he says that because of this explanation in the Shulchan Aruch, doctors and nurses who are needed for their services are exempt from Kriya Shema and Tefillah when they are needed. And again, if they were involved in their services at the time that the Zman Tefillah kicked in, they wouldn't even have to do Tashlumin. Ad Kan for Simin Tzadi Gimel. We'll continue tomorrow with Simin Tzadi Dali discussing the proper directions for davening.